house. Now, if that doesn't fire you up, I don't know what will. Good morning, Arizona homeowners.
We'll take the road right up to Bill's front door. Walk in and see how we can help him get his exhaust fan installed. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good
yes,
morning, man.
Hey, so I got a bathroom that they had added an addition on where I can no longer use the window that was previously that they had inside the bathroom there.
Okay.
And there's only a light switch and the light in the bathroom currently.
Okay.
So I just want to see as far as code goes, when I install this, can I just install it right to the light switch and install that fan to that switch, or do I need to have an additional switch installed for that?
You know what, Bill? I think you ought to take a look at some of the combination light kit fan kits and then just remove the light and put in a fan light kit. You can purchase those for well under $150, depending on what CFM, cubic feet per minute, fan you're looking for. The combination units tend to be a little bit less volume, but I'll tell you what, if anyone in your house are like the ladies at my house where they turn the fan on and leave it for half a day while they suck all the air conditioning out of the house, then the low volume CFM might be pretty good. But you can do that all off of one switch and go ahead and vent it to you have an attic with a roof space up there.
I do, yeah, and I actually just had the roof redone where they did add a soffit for this piece.
Perfect.
So now the only concern, though, there isn't a regular light. They put a vanity light going across the whole wall. So that would probably be my only concern. So if I do have to cut this exhaust fan into the roof, I mean, is there any other precautions I should take for that?
No, I wonder, is there room at the, when I walk in your bathroom, it's a two-gang switch, there's two lights in there or just one?
It's just a single solid light going across.
Okay, well, and the light switch, it's just a single-gang box?
Correct.
Okay, well, if nothing else, you could certainly, you're not going to get enough power draw off of that, and it says here you're in the city of Phoenix, so you may have to just go get, at the building department, a simple electrical permit that you can pull for next to nothing, and just convert that to a two-gang box. Take the live wire, feed it to the switch, and run it up, fish it up to where you want to mount the fan. Mount the fan, and you'll be all set. So absolutely, you can do that. I'm telling you that now I'm going through my house trying to find other ways that I can save money, and I have decided I'm going to put a timer on all my bathroom exhaust fans so they eventually turn off.
Another key to exhaust fans, too, is the sound. They all have a sound rating. You know, if you need something loud, I mean, maybe that's it. You've got your fans too quiet. They don't hear them running still. And you need a loud one as a reminder to shut it off. But they've got some very quiet exhaust fans because they all used to be very loud.
They can be. And we're going to a little bit lower volume exhaust than what we used to as well. We used to put monster fans in bathrooms. Monster fans. And they were noisy. They were very noisy. All right, listen, in honor of the 4th of July, which is coming up next week, but I only have this talent in studio this week, I'd like to introduce all of the listening audience to my two grandsons, Gabriel and Alexander Dahl. We're going to swing their mics in place. And when I count 3, 2, 1, I want you guys to sing the Star Spangled Banner as you learned in Garmisch, Germany, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light we're so proudly been watching by the twilight's last gleaming and the rocket's red glare.
All right, that's excellent. So you learned that in school in Garmisch, Germany. Did you like your school in Garmisch?
Yes.
Yeah? What was your favorite thing about it? Say ski school.
I was about to say, I saw pictures where you didn't walk to school. You cross country skied to school. Was that pretty cool?
No, I didn't.
Any school that has a ski day once a week. If I'd have had a school like that, I might have finished school. Folks, when we get back, we'll take Ron's phone call as well as yours and get to the topic of your home improvement project in, out, and about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin right here at Rosie on the House.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.